This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the announcement from Israel that four more hostages taken on October 7th are now known to be dead.
The Israeli military is confirming the deaths of four men taken from their kibbutzes during the October 7th attack. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says four families got the grim news.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas.
Three of the men were in their 80s. They had been shown in December in a Hamas video begging for their lives. The fourth, a 51-year-old British Israeli citizen. Hagari says there are dozens more waiting for rescue.
We'll keep on doing everything we need for their freedom.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, wounded Palestinians were evacuated by ambulance from an area of Rafah on Monday as Israeli forces pressed on with the offensive in the south of Gaza. The man at the scene and tell Sultan said people were lying on the ground and the blood was flowing from their legs. Displaying his own wounds, a boy said that Israeli tank shell had wounded three people. The wounded were brought to a field hospital run by the International Red Cross in Rafah. Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians and wounded nearly 83,000 since October 7th. That's according to the Palestinian Enclave's Health Ministry on Monday. 40 Palestinians have been killed and 150 wounded in the past 24 hours, again, according to the ministry statement.